The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. The economy is struggling and home sales are no exception. Now, two senators are introducing a bipartisan measure to grant a 3-year residence visa to foreigners who plunk down at least $500,000 in cash for a home or homes in the United States.
It's basically a gimmick. And I'm not even sure what the point is. I think it was sort of a gimme to the realtors lobby, you know, to imagine that people were going to do this.
That's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, Mark Krikorian, speaking with Jim Polito at WTAG in Worcester, Massachusetts. You don't seem like you like this idea very much, Mark.
First of all, just in principle, I don't like the idea of selling access to the United States.
Will it fly?
You know, the thing here is you have to live in the house. If you don't live in the house, you lose the visa. So as a practical matter, it's not really, nobody's going to take them up on this. You know, basically the assumption here is that buying a house is now another job Americans won't do, and so foreigners have to be imported to do it.
Introduced by New York Democrat Chuck Schumer and Utah Republican Mike Lee, they think this measure could provide a solution to the excess supply of homes on the market. We'll have to see where this one goes. Buzzing right along, a new Barbie hitting store shelves is sparking some controversy. She's got tattoos, pink hair, stilettos, and a prickly pet named Bastardino. It's seen as sending a very bad message to children.
This tattooed Barbie here, why such an uproar? Do you think there's really a cause for concern with this?
I don't think there's a cause for concern. I think it's, there's always a couple of parents that are going to get really upset when anything like this comes out.
That's Dr. Minette Rarden speaking with Scott at WERC in Birmingham, Alabama. According to Dr. Rarden, a few things need to be taken into consideration here.
First, this Barbie was totally geared towards adult collectors. It's marked as a collector's item. It's not being marketed to the general public.
And
second of all, Mattel has been making controversial Barbies since day one.
As the doctor points out, there have been complaints about Barbie's disproportionate body size, and this isn't even the first tattooed Barbie doll. There was a Harley Davidson Barbie, leather clad and all, which spun up controversy when it came out, and one that had temporary tattoos. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, one in four Americans ages 18 to 50 has at least one tattoo. So maybe tattooed Barbie is just a sign of the times and the growing acceptance of body ink. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.